Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We are now less than 3 weeks from Election Day, with early voting and mail-in voting starting even sooner. Nationally, this will be a key election for Democrats, who hope to remain the majority party in both the House and Senate. For more on that, we're joined by Assistant House Speaker, Massachusetts Democrat Catherine Clark. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
So as you know, a lot of the time, midterm elections are a referendum on the sitting president. According to Reuters, 55% of Americans disapprove of how President Biden is doing his job. I want to start with a quick and honest assessment from you. Do you think Democrats will retain control of both the House and Senate?
I do. And here's why. It's because the work that we have done, what we have delivered, has put the American people front and center. We are driving down costs. We are created 10 million good paying jobs, and we are creating safer communities. And that is all in stark contrast to what the Republicans are proposing they would do if they took the majority.
Let's talk inflation. Prices jumped by 8% last month compared to the same time last year. So we're paying more for gas, groceries, utilities, and more. Republicans are jumping on that issue. Can Democrats counter that?
We already have, by exactly the work that we have done driving down costs. So we know that inflation is difficult to tackle, and so we've approached it two ways. In the short term, drive down costs, and in the long and medium term, build the infrastructure that can tame inflation and prevent it from happening again. One clear example is just in August, we passed major healthcare cost reductions and savings for our seniors. We have, for the first time in decades, allowed Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices to drive them down. And we've capped insulin at $35 a month.
If the House or Senate does go to Republicans, what's the Democratic strategy?
If, because they have structural advantages going into the midterms, they are able to win the majority, we are going to keep up our fight for the American people and make sure that they do not get to, you know, go through with the list of horrendous policies that they're seeing, whether it's being climate deniers, suppressing votes, refusing to pass legislation that preserves our democracy. Their vision for America is not one that the American people see themselves in.
Lastly, I'd be remiss if I didn't follow up on a New York Times analysis that identified you as one of 97 current members of Congress with financial interests that intersect with their congressional work. And that's not illegal, but the Boston Globe followed up with an editorial that said a bill should be passed to basically stop that practice. And your office said you support that. Where are you on that now?
Listen, my husband and I don't direct any stock trades in our IRA, but I want people to trust their government. I want people to not even have the appearance that there might be a conflict. So the stock ban bill has a draft has come out of the House Administration Committee. I support it. And, you know, at this current time, Republicans do not. But we will continue to work on the issue to get a bill that can be signed by the president.
Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark, who is also up for re-election this fall, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa.